This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from central Chile's blazing wildfires jumped to at least 99 people on Sunday after President Gabriel Boric warned the number would rise significantly as teams gutted neighborhoods. Responders continued to battle fires in the coastal tourist region of Valparaiso amid an intense summer heat wave, with temperatures soaring to 40 degrees Celsius over the weekend. The organization in charge of managing victims' bodies said Sunday afternoon it had taken in 99 people, 32 of them identified. Officials say the U.S. and British strikes against rebels in Yemen are being conducted to disabled Iranian-backed militias, but it's a careful balance to avoid targeting Iran directly, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
British fighter jets taking off from Cyprus as they join the U.S. in some three dozen strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on NBC's Meet the Press describing the second wave of attacks to retaliate against the killing of three U.S. service members in Jordan. Sullivan was asked if the U.S. will at some point target Iran.
I'm not going to get into what we've ruled in and ruled out from the point of view of military action. What I will say is that the president is determined to respond forcefully.
Iran is warning the U.S. not to strike two ships suspected of being an operating base for Iranian commandos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli artillery fired shells along the Israeli-Gaza border on Sunday as the military continued to fight Hamas in the